Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to our Merry Christmas Ho 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 edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories and photos of animals that I post every week. There's some good ones. There's a hysterical one of a dog whose family took a picture of him playing with a baby. And then it got played on, they played it on the TV screen. The dog went nuts when he saw himself on TV, and it's really, really cute. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you can see this goofy dog getting silly when he sees himself on TV. It's really funny. Anyway, woohoo! It is, well, we've got, almost a shy week before Christmas, less a day, I think. And so our last show before Christmas is always our official Christmas show here on Animal World. We'll be playing lots of Jingle Cats and dancing along with them again this week. But I got to tell you, I'm learning all these Christmas carols over again because I'm learning them in dog and cat language. Because, you know, I've been telling you last few weeks, I've been singing along with the woofs and the meows. Well, now that's kind of what just comes out, and I think I speak dog and cat now because I can howl and woof and meow with the best of them. Anyway, now, you know, Nathan might be ready to leave the studio because he'll love it. Anyway, I just thought, you ought to know that you can learn to do the Christmas carols in dog and cat language, and it's kind of fun to howl and woof and meow along. So I'm having a good time. All righty, let's let you know who's here today, as always, and with his ho-ho-ho Santa Claus hat on and red sweatshirt. He's all decked out, and that would be Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Oh, that, you got a deep one. Now you just need a white beard or something. And
I do.
And all that. And
I thought about bringing, like, there's these glasses that had little reindeer antlers on them, too. Yeah. But, like, wearing the headphones might have been too much to have on my head.
Well, and Nathan, you totally distracted me because as we started the show and the music, I'm singing along. Well, Nathan keeps coming up with better things in terms of the technical aspects that happen here in the studio. And normally, because, well, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. And usually on these Sundays, I would say, Natasha is usually here in the studio with us. But Natasha is Zooming in from home today, probably because it's less than a week before Christmas and she's got stuff to do up in her neck of the woods and couldn't make trip down here. So anyway, that would be Natasha's voice. Good morning, Natasha. Welcome to Animal World So anyway, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got to continue my thought here before I lose it. And that's because Nathan changed it. Up until now, when Natasha's zoomed in, Nathan's turned a computer screen around, so it would be like being at home for me and zooming on a computer. But today, figured out how to put Natasha on the big screen. So she's taken over the studio. You're on the big TV now. Yeah, you're not on it. Yeah, there you go. Natasha is bigger than life right now and on the big screen. But then the kicker was when we're starting the show, you know, I mean, I even though I may not sound like it and I go off on tangents, get distracted, I actually have a plan, you know, and what I say and all of that. But if you distract me, well, then we could be in trouble. Well, that kind of happened today because he's using the big screen. And for Natasha, then he put a camera on me. And then he put, what do you call those things?
Virtual backgrounds or video filters?
Yeah, he put all that stuff on me. So I had flock trees and snowflakes and Santa Claus, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so I noticed that. Well, that's like, well, that's me. Look at me. And I almost lost it in the middle of opening the show.
I'm surprised you noticed that because that's just like a little tiny square, too.
That's why it was distracting because it took me a moment to realize it was me because I'm the little square up above, not, you know, Natasha's the big screen. Anyway, that's why I wasn't sure. But then when I realized it was me, well, you know how you... It's like, you know, you see yourself in the mirror for the first time or you anyway.
Or a dog sees itself in the mirror.
Exactly. You know, it's like, oh, anyway, that was me. So there you go. All righty. And then not to be forgotten, because she's ever so important in her own private studio. That would be on World's Call Screener. Stacey Buck is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And were you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed up for church this morning?
I sure was.
You usually are on Sundays. All right, so 7 a.m. service, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know.
We get up early, feed the Frenchies, get going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
It's not bad.
Oh, no, but it reminded me something I have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And, you know, I do private sessions and work with people privately and it helps them understand their... And, you know, I've been having this last... couple years I've been having a run on Frenchies and I'm seeing more and more and more of them, and I've been telling you I'm having to write a whole new book about Frenchies because it's kind of like Basenjis have their own book. Well, Frenchies are writing their own book with me right now, and guess what? For the first time, and I really can't tell you how many gazillions of years it has been, because I don't remember the last time. But guess who got bit?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Let's show you the bruise on my thigh.
Ouch.
Now, this rarely happens, but being as that I'm writing a new book for Frenchies here... And this was really important part of the session. You know, I'm very guided in what I do. And maybe it's not such a great idea, but when I go in to do a session, I ask that I work with St. Francis, who guides me. I ask to see what I need to see, hear what I need to hear, feel what I need to feel, and know and understand in my heart and on a higher level what I need to know and understand to put together the perfect program and solve all this stuff. And I set that up going in. So sometimes I see and hear things and stuff that you normally wouldn't, but I need to, and it's important. Well, this was one of those things. And this was one of those, because these, again, I'm writing a new book for Frenchies, and I think the biggest problems is that they're on the smaller side, and they're so darn cute, especially when they're puppies. You really spot, but they're bulldogs.
They're bulldogs, yes.
They're bulldogs, and they're stubborn, and they've got some strange behavior patterns. And one of them is the way that they bite. And some of them are like sneakers. And there's no, well, anyway, this is what I experienced: no growling, no warning, no nothing. I had arrived, I'd met the dogs, I'd given them cheese, this guy's been sitting next to me on the cat, I'm wearing all of this, touched and pet him. We got up so that I could go to the bathroom, you know, take a bathroom break before we really got started. And we go to the bathroom, well, we all headed towards the bathroom. As I'm heading got to the bathroom, this guy, I mean, the dogs were happy and with the owner, and then just out of the blue, this dog turned and bam, hit my leg like, and was in there, bit and out, I mean, in a flash. Now, fortunately, I wear heavy jeans, and all of that for a reason. So it didn't actually break the skin and all of that, but I'd have a nice big bruise there. And the owner was like, oh my God, that's exactly what the problem, that's what he does. I was like, okay, well, now I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that by the time we got done to the session, we had found the appropriate training tool to break through, take the power back, get control. Everything was nicely under control, and this guy was nicely rank busted back to, what do I need to learn? What's right? What's wrong?
There was more than one of them? Was
it? Yeah, brother. And this is another one, Natasha, maybe you would know about this, these dogs were imported, ordered from a breeder in Hungary. So we're dealing with Hungarian Frenchie energy. So, Natasha, now, hey, we haven't really started the show yet. I'm on a sidetrack, okay? Okay, just for everybody that's listening. But we're going with it because I'm here. Because I want to know, with some breeds of dogs, Natasha, the genetics are very different whether they're bred in the United States or other countries. And the best example I could give you would be German Shepherds.
Yes.
American German Shepherds are real different than German Shepherds. So can you just tune in, look at that energy. Our Hungarian Frenchies, are the genetics dramatically different or different that I would notice a difference than American bred Frenchies?
Yes, they are. And what I'm finding in my, going back in the lineage is that the Europeans keep a lot of the lines cleaner.
Right.
And so there's more, when you get a lot of different flavors into something, things kind of soften up. So a lot of the American breeds are softer because the water got muted, I'm going to call it, in the gene pool. And so with that a lot of the intention, and you look at a lot of that region, I'm noticing how much because I do house clearings, and I'm really noticing how much the land really says how things are going to be manipulated in some ways with energy. And so when you're looking at the Hungarian countryside and the trauma that it's gone through, there's a lot of that can come into the DNA
Wasn't that interesting? So anyway, Stacy, and to finish up so everybody knows, this was a pair of male neutered Frenchies, 7 years old, okay, from the same breeder in Hungary, but not littermates. And they looked identical, but one had a really decent Frenchie temperament and shaped up right away and said, oh, God, Martha, how can I serve you? What do you need? I'm good. Just show me the ropes. And the other one is in probably a Pluckner dog. But anyway, this flash bite stuff's been going on since it was young. So had our work cut out for us. But so far, I saw them this happened last Monday. So the day after last week's show is when I saw her. And the last report I got was day before yesterday. All is going well so far. Everything's under control. Everything's going well so far, and we'll see how this progresses. But I've also, not only are she doing what I'm doing with her and all of that, but this is one of those cases where I felt Nels was needed and his work, because I'm sure with what I experienced with this dog, I'm sure nervous system is stuck in fight flight.
I was gonna say because that's the energy got to the point where it was like a rubber band snapping.
Yeah, right, exactly. And see, that's what happens. So not only am I educating, I've got her straightened and the dog straightened out right now, but then Nels is gonna come in and stabilize this guy, get his body back in balance, and all of that good stuff. And I'm quite hopeful that this is gonna work out well, although I imagine that this dog is never going to be one that you can just let go and trust, that he will have to be supervised and so forth, especially knowing that I'm getting it, 7 years old and this has been going on the whole lifetime, all of that. But anyway, so that was one of my things this week. And let's see. So we've got to get busy here. We've got so much to do today because, it's our Christmas show. You know what that means, everybody? That means we get to sing our animal Christmas carols. And I think we'll do like we did last year. We're going to do it every hour. So we'll get better each hour. So you'll have to stay with it. And then by the time we're done, you guys will know all the words and you can sing along with us. But we're going to do our animal Christmas carols coming up soon after we officially start the show. And we'll talk about gift suggestions and all that good stuff. And we'll find out if Natasha and Stacy or anybody have come up with any good gift suggestions and all of that, and some follow-up things and about Christmas. And, of course, your phone calls take priority, so we'd love to hear from you today. And you can call in with any behavior training or healing questions with me or anything you want to talk about animals. You can also call in if you want to talk to your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, or for personal awareness coaching. And I thought what fun would be to call in if you called in to ask Natasha just to take a peek at what you know going into 2022 looks like for you. You can do that, can't you, Natasha? Kind of give people.
Well, I just know it's a 22. It's a master year, and what we think is what we're going to get.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to happen quick.
Okay, so that's interesting, and we'll talk more as the show shakes out about astrology influences and that kind of stuff with Natasha. But if you'd like to just get a little tweak on how you're going to go into the new year, today'd be a great day to call in and get a little feel from Natasha about how things are going for you.
And I can tell you the veil is very thin. The Friday and Saturday, I mean, Friday, I did so many personal readings for people just walking by them. It was like, oh my gosh, okay, here we go. So that's one reason why I'm not there today, because I kind of ran a lot of energy on Friday. So,
all right, a lot going on. And we just came through a full moon, didn't we? Isn't there a full moon?
Today's
a full moon.
I
know there's
today.
A full moon up there in the sky anyway.
And we are having the.
And it was out this solstice. Morning when I drove down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was above you. It was up north, right above, the Mount Vernon area. I mean, it looked a little north in the sky than the northwest.
Yeah, it was right out my bedroom window. And then we have the solstice too on the 21st, so we've got some big shifts coming through here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about all of that. Alrighty then. So us singing, your phone calls, chatting about Christmas and all that good stuff, that's what was kind of shaking out today. And I think what we'll do, Nathan, is we're going to hold just a couple of minutes here on ads, and let me officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. Then we'll take care of advertisers. While we're taking care of our advertisers, we will clear our throats and get ready. And when we come back, how about we have our first round of singing? Woohoo! Oh, I'm excited. Too bad that the Jingle Cats don't do the same songs that we do, because they could. Never mind. All right, let's officially start the show. And if you haven't been here before for that, I do this every week. By honoring the saint that guides my work with the animals for so many years, that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, and I can, we start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, short one for our animal friends, a longer one for us human animals. And then I got our pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. All right, here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, there's our prayer section. And now we go on to our affirmations, and I got a few in this first group of affirmations. Some of them we do for ourselves as individuals, and then some we do for ourselves as an animal world collective family here. The first one we do for ourselves as individuals, and this part is voluntary, and you can join me and say these affirmations out loud along with me. You can say them silently along with me. You cannot participate at all. It's completely up to you. And of course, you can do them every day at home, like I do, and I think you will find that they make a huge difference in how your life shakes out. So here we go with affirmation number one. We're doing this for ourselves individually. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Om. All righty. Now, this one we do for ourselves as an animal world family, and boy, is this one a powerful one. And this one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And I know a lot of us here in the animal world family use this affirmation. So three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. The last one in this group, or the next one in this group, is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy, actually. And this is the one that keeps us feeling healthy and strong and gives you the right attitude to go out into the world. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and this Omicron variant is spreading like wildfire. And, of course, they're advising that we be more cautious right in front of the holidays. So, instead of going out in fear, I want you to go out feeling health and wellness and spreading all of that. So this will help you do it. Here goes this affirmation number three. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. Now, last one in this group comes from Natasha. And is this one helped me get through all of this. And I think I have good news to share about that. And I'll throw that in at some point here. All righty, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and for our personal affirmations here, we close this little ritual out with, place your hands, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay, and thank you for Linda for that, and for Natasha and Ananda and all the contributors here. Now, I've got one more, Warrior of Light affirmation that we do, and let's do this for everybody in this country, around the world, and all the stuff going on. Let's send our love and light all over the place. All right, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, there. We are all spiritualized up, energized for the day, for the week, and let us now catch up with our advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Please, without them, there is no show. So listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, and get on your Christmas carol suit and singing voice ready, because we will take over for the Jingle Cats and be singing our animal Christmas carols next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're excited to tell you about our changes. Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Friday at our usual time, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on KKNW.
We'll continue to bring you the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge from natural health to spiritual growth.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Hey, how cool is it? The Jingle Cats even do Alvin. Oh, gosh, I just love them. Absolutely adore them. Alrighty, let's see what happened. A lot happened here over the break. First of all, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, our wonder bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal, can do sessions for you in person at her office in the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. And she's currently offering a free introductory session to anyone we send her. So all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and you can have a free session. What a great thing to do. And one of the things that was going on in my head as we went through the commercials, because I got to talk to you about the commercials now, is that I probably need a session with Nels and Linda this week, because we, I'll tell you what we're building up to, or remind you anyway. So if you would like a free session with Linda to help you get through the holidays and into the next year coming up, Natasha says it's going to be a ride, so take advantage of Linda. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you'd like a free session, all you got to do is call her or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. Now then, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and you know I work with people privately and help them understand their out-of-control, messed-up dogs. And even if they bite me, I help you solve their problems and get them under control. What do you get? Do I need a Purple Heart? I mean, when you get wounded in action or something like that? I mean, I took one for the team. And I'm perfectly okay with it. I mean, I know I experienced these things, because if I hadn't experienced that with him, I wouldn't have totally understood what one of the aspects of these corgis, because that's the book, that I'm learning now, is these Frenchie kids and everything. At any rate, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so you or anybody you know has got problems with your animals, call me. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. But just keep in mind that everything's shaken out with my house. It's the end of the year. It's holidays and all of that. We might play a little phone tag until we can connect. But you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Okay, building up to this. Now, holding the energy for Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center, and Jude is back at work, working Wednesdays and Fridays, and she's been really making a ton of progress. The van, she sold the van this last week. That's done. She's taken driving lessons, you know, so the condo's getting painted, getting ready to sell, you know, so things are moving. But I got to tell you, we need your help and support this week. We need your prayers. Oh, God, I didn't even think about having to tell you about this. I've got to pull up my big girl pants because we're approaching this next weekend, the year anniversary of Paul's passing. And it did happen over the weekend. So Christmas last year, they were both. It was at this time. Now, this is the other thing. See, this Sunday Christmas show, and Natasha, and I think you know this because it happened differently last year. But up until last year, every year on the show, the Christmas show, for the last many I can remember, Jude and Paul came in, and we did a harmonic energy shifting Christmas show, had the gongs and the chimes and the bells, and they did all kinds of great harmonic energy shifting to get us into the new year and tuned everybody up for the all of that. Well, last year, the day, 2 days before the show, well, a day and a half before the show, they both spiked temperatures. You know, this is the time with COVID where, you know, they're being as fastidious and checking themselves twice a day because they're healthcare practitioners, for crying out loud. They spiked a temp. They were kind of feeling okay, but didn't know what was going on yet. So they, what's the line? In an abundance of caution, they didn't come in to do the show last year. And I think we just winged it last year. just to be safe. Well, they then tested positive on the Monday for COVID, and that would they were sick during the week, but they thought they were getting better. Christmas was on Christmas was Saturday last year again. I guess it's because it's Saturday this year too, isn't it? Yeah, but it was last year too, I believe. Nathan's going back looking at the calendar.
It was Friday last year.
Friday was Christmas last year. Okay. I thought it couldn't have been on the same day. So then that's right, because then Saturday, Christmas was Friday. They were pretty sick. They thought they were getting better on Saturday. Then Sunday was the show. And I must have done the show. I don't know, but I had just walked back in the house when I got the call that Sunday from Jude. Absolutely panicked, you know, that 911 was there and Paul was gone. And her life changed in huge ways, dramatically, forever. But my life changed too that day. Because Jude didn't have anybody here but me. So, and that was one of the most traumatic days of my life, because soon as she called, then the 911 guy got on the phone and like, your friend needs you, you have to come. Well, yikes, he's just died of COVID. And but he's saying, it's all right, it's safe for you to come, we'll dress you up, we'll make sure that you're safe before we send you in there. But you have to come. So I dropped everything and out I went, and man, you know, N95s and shields and gowns and gloves. And remember, we were wrapped up like fruitcakes.
It's basically your own hazmat suit at that
point. Exactly, which is very, as y'all know, you've been wearing masks now forever. That's not comfortable. And when you're really upset and you're crying and all that kind of stuff, it was physically very uncomfortable. It was emotionally devastating. But that, so, not to go drone on and on, but see, this weekend coming up, that's this weekend. So I am definitely going to take advantage of the last Sunday of the month. We usually run an encore. I would not be in good shape next weekend, you know, to do a live show. So we will run an encore next week, catch up again with me and Walter, because I'm going to start my educational series teaching again up in January. So we'll catch up with that next week. And then I'm thinking, you know, well, I'm planning, Jude and I have to spend some time together through this, you know, and do it differently this year than last year and kind of complete our cycle of healing. So probably the day after, you know, Chris, I don't know. But anyway, will you send us your prayers, especially to Jude and Moonpire Kitty, because Paul's gone now. Remember, she just lost Magic, the dog. So it's she and the kitty. And you can imagine after 24/7 with one person, for 50 years. Man, that's a toughie. Okay. So anyway, your prayers are needed and we appreciate it. And let's just think of Jude and seeing her being able to find some closure and wrap that and get going in the new year, because, you know, she's been making great progress. So anyway, that catches you up on what's going on. And now before we continue, I just want to touch base with Nathan, because I didn't ask about the weather. What the heck's going on? I'm looking out the window. I'm seeing blue sky.
Yeah, what is that?
And some
up
clouds.
There?
But I thought it was supposed to be rainy and yucky all day today. What's
how come
going
I'm
on?
I'm not going outside and getting a shower.
Yeah, it's really nice down here and the sun's out. So what's up?
Do I don't we know. Get to maybe it's just today? Like some sort of eye of the atmospheric river or whatever it is they're calling that. You know, it's like the eye of the storm where it's just like clear and calm. So that might be what we're going through. We're going to have mostly sunny skies pretty much throughout today.
All right.
But unfortunately, if you're not a big fan of the rain, it comes back tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be sticking around for quite a while.
When I did a long session yesterday, and so I was driving home after dark in the early evening, the signs were, both passes were closed.
Mm-hmm.
So is it still snowing like crazy up there, and the passes closed? Or
I would assume so.
Wow.
And we're even going to see a little bit, I mean, not enough to get it on the ground, but overnight we might see a little snowflakes falling in addition to the rain. So, but like I said, it's going to be nothing that's going to be concerning about like accumulation or maybe seeing any like slippery spots.
Well, I talked to Nels this week, and of course he's up in Darrington. He's already had some snow. I mean, nothing, you know, accumulation and that kind of stuff, but they've already had snow up there. What about you, Natasha, up in Mount Vernon? You had any snow up there yet?
Yeah, we had snowflakes on Friday at school, and then just up, you know, even 5 miles up Highway 20, they had probably almost about a half an inch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, up in Lyman and that area.
All right.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get back on track because we're running out of time. And all right, we got to be nothing but flexible around here, as you all know. And so I promise you we're going to sing. But then phone calls snuck in, and I always say they take priority. So, Natasha, let's do as brief a call as we can because this one I think is a reading for you. So let's handle that in a few minutes, and then we'll sing. All right, so who are we talking to? Well, okay, so now Nathan's saying, do you want to even make me be more flexible and change, and you want to do ads again and then do the phone call?
We might as well, to give us as much freedom and remaining of the show.
It's not my fault, you guys. Nathan has taken over the darn show, okay? So it's his fault, so you blame him for anything. All right, caller, I apologize. I thought we're going to take care of advertisers because, you know, he really is the best, and I got to keep him happy. And especially he's wearing the Santa Claus hat, so I think he's in charge. All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers real quick. Then we'll be back. We're going to take one quick phone call, and then we're going to sing. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
It's meow, 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 meow. And that's it in cat language. Oh, Christmas tree. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, we're kind of just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're all over the place, but, you know, that's kind of me. Anyway, let's see. We heard from our NuPro Supplements, NuProSupplements.com. You can get them online, get them at a lot of stores, and great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. I get mine up at Bridges in Snohomish, so check them out, newprosupplements.com. Dogs, cats, and ferrets, I think, is the supplements. If I've said horses, that's incorrect. Dogs, cats, and ferrets. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we got great rates, and you get links on the website. You get interview on the show. So all you got to do is contact us. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. Oh, righty, Natasha. Somebody snuck in the back door on phone calls and wants to talk to you. So we're going to do that as quickly as possible so we can sing. All righty, where are we going, Nathan?
We are headed to Seattle to speak with Sim for a reading from Natasha. Welcome to the show, Sim.
Do you hear me now? This is Sim. Thank you for taking my call. Wanted to find out what I should know for the coming year.
Oh, good for you. You're taking advantage of Natasha being here and getting a reading. I just think that's wonderful. I think great idea. So, Natasha, tune in to Sim and tell us what's going on, or her.
Well, I am one that I do see the future, but remember that what I'm speaking of is what I see at this minute in time.
Yeah, you see, you read the energy as it is,
as it
right
is
now.
Right now.
However, what you guys have to realize, if Natasha tells Sim something that doesn't really resonate, she's not feeling good, you have the ability to change what you're doing and alter that. So it could change tomorrow or that sort of thing. So it isn't etched in stone is what you're reading
not.
The energy as it is right now.
And it's quite in pencil right now because of the fact that right now that what we are is what our life is going to be.
Okay.
So if we're in the negative world, we're going to stay in the negative world.
And ooh, so adjust your attitude before 2022 happens here in a week or so?
Exactly, exactly. Well, it's not necessarily in this week. It's walking into this next year. So, Sim, what I want you to know that is that I do see some really amazing things coming into your life.
Ooh.
It's you having the perspective that looking at the grains of crumbs that the universe is planting or dropping for you. Mm. Does this make sense?
Yes, because it's totally unknown what's going to happen the coming month.
Yes. So what they're doing is they're helping you in the trust moment. So they're asking you to strengthen that trust muscle because of the fact that there's this part of you that the rug has come out from underneath you so that you know that whatever's going to be coming through this next year, you have the feet that can land on the ground again.
Okay.
So with that as you're going forward, what I want you to do, though, is if you can, is really start looking at where you're at in the moment. What is happening with you at this moment? You're going to have conversations. You're going to be having, let's say, a TV show that comes on and you get these inspirations. So be in the moment as much as you can so that you can see the grains of sand the breadcrumbs that are being dropped for you. They're telling me.
Oh, so sometimes, Natasha, when I'm in a situation like that, when there's lots coming through, sometimes I find it helpful to keep pads of paper around. So if you get a flash, so you can jot it down. So is it that kind of intuition and sparks she might get? So Sim might do well to have a little pad or something she can jot things down?
Yes, or even get the notepad on your phone going.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was just thinking the same thing.
So that you can call in. Because of the fact that I feel like that it's not, I don't feel like it's like an email. I don't feel like it's going to be, but it's going to be more like who you're going to talk with is going to be your next adventure.
All right. So she needs to pay attention and follow her guidance.
Yes. So if you want to give me a word to get more of direction, because I feel like this is more about your job than it is about health and relationships and that kind of stuff. Is that right?
That is possible because I'm planning a trip to Israel. As far as job, I was looking to do solar and get into battery backup. So I took a job with the company, but I actually haven't started working with them.
Mm-hmm. It's feeling good. There's something sketchy about it, though, that's feeling kind of off. It's not necessarily that it's a bad job for you. I just want you to make sure that you stay in the moment. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't think a month in the future. You want to really be in the moment here with
one day
decisions.
At a time.
One day at a time. If you're thinking a month in advance, it's called plan for the future, but
be in
really
the moment.
Be in the now.
Okay. All right.
Does that help you out? It's a tool.
Yes, that helped a lot. Thank you.
All righty, Sim. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
Thank you.
All righty, God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, guess what? We're going to close out with some animal Christmas carols. So you guys all ready
Sounds
to
good.
Sing? All right, so just so you know, this is round one, and so this is really practice. So if we aren't perfect, we aren't perfect. And we'll get better each hour. So, and I know Nathan's been fruiting around, I think, with some music or whatever. So we'll see how this all goes. Now, you, of course, if you're regulars, you've heard these before. We are going to start, everybody, with Santa Paws is Coming to Town. And then we save my favorite for second. All right. And let's sing Santa Paws is Coming to Town, and let's go through two times. Sound good? All right.
And here's the sleigh bells.
Are we ready? At a one and a two. One, two, three. You better not
bark.
You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try, at secretly the snitchin', that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends, he's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, second time.
You better not bark, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try, at secretively snitchin' that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends, he's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Hey, that was, I thought those sleigh bells were pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of covered up our goofy.
Yeah, added
stuff.
A little.
Yeah. So, see, now we'll get better at coordinating and all singing together. See, that's why we practice every hour. And by the end of the show, we're going to be great. All right. Now, we are going to sing. This is my absolute favorite. I love this. And this is Winter Wonderland doggy style. Okay. So, everybody ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Dog takes ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white, I've been there tonight. Marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. In a sign of wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property. Marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth. I marked it as my winter wonderland. Two times. Dog's tings ring. Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree. That's my fragrance. It's a sign to wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee. It's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth. I marked it as my winter wonderland. Woo-hoo! Hey, I think that's not bad for our first round.
First try.
I want to know, I think, Nathan, did you think you got a pass from singing because you're doing the sleigh bells?
Every
what was
good
up
the
with
choir
that?
Needs a conductor and rhythm section.
Yeah, but we need that Dale baritone, don't we? No fair saying you can't sing. Sleigh bells are great, but we need your guy energy and your baritone. So, all right, we're after Nathan. We're making him sing next hour. Okay. All righty. Well, ho, ho, ho. So guess what? We have talked our way through the first hour of this ho, 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 Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. So we are going to remember Love Train's on hold as we go through the holidays here. And Natasha, we've discovered, because we're playing Jingle Cats, Christmas carols and stuff, mm-hmm. that this is more dance in your chair. You know, dancing's required, but I always say you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Well, we kind of figured out last week that the Jingle Cats are more dance in your chair energy and for bouncing and playing and all of that. I mean, but everybody can get up and dance. I got up some last week, but it's really great for dancing in your chair. But even so, I'm going to energize the Jingle Cats up with our yogi energization prayer, so we all have plenty of energy today for the rest of the week to get everything done we need to do before the actual Christmas holiday. And then next hour, we will continue with phone calls. And we got all kinds of things to talk about. So we will continue with all of that. And here we go with energization. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.